This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And I am very suspicious that these not-so-Americans want to be exceptional, yet they're not Americans. I want you to think about that. And I'm not really talking about illegal aliens either. Because really, if I worked in education a long time, and side by side with illegal alien parents, because you couldn't turn them in or anything like that because of the kids, which is okay. Listen, I'm not judgmental here, but I'm talking about those Americans who pretend to be Americans, if you know what I mean. Disloyal to the country for their own agenda, which hurts the country. But I know my listeners are exceptional Americans, and I really do appreciate your listenership. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. A21r.com. Okay. Well, Donald Trump will address the nation, apparently. This is what we're hearing right now, but, I'm waiting for the next tweet to come out and explain it, whether or not that's actually going to happen. The controversy in the whole Russiagate thing hopefully is going to start drawing down as more and more people start to focus at, guess what? Mueller, Comey, and Loretta Lynch. Two former FBI directors and Loretta Lynch. Now, it's kind of interesting the way Eric Holder has buffered himself from any scrutiny, isn't it? Or Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hillary. Poor Hillary. Mm-hmm. I mean, really? Come on. I mean, here we are. It's now June, almost July. We're still talking about things with Hillary. And we're not talking about putting America first. Donald Trump is. But these people want to just drag you through the mire. And the reason is natural, is because, you know, they're the party out of power and they want to be in power. So obstruction is the name of the game. That's the way these people roll. And we understand that. We absolutely understand that. I mean, I don't like it, but I understand it. So what do? You have to counter it. You have to take it on. You have to bludgeon them with the facts. And that's okay. Donald Trump's prepared to do that. Okay, so what else is going on in the world? The terrorists are at it again. If you have not heard, over the last 24 hours, two terror attacks have been reported. The first one in London. Interesting attack going on in London. But yes, London's terror attack did take place. Now, it's interesting. It's a little bit different than what we would suspect of a terror attack in London, because it's a terror attack on, are you ready for this, a mosque. Yeah. The terrorist struck the mosque.
There's just a heavy police presence around the mosque where this incident took place. A lot of emergency ambulances, fire trucks. When I was on my way here, I saw a number of ambulances and fire trucks racing here. When I got to the scene, there were a lot of people gathering here, a lot of local people trying to figure out what happened. I spoke with one eyewitness who described what he saw. He said he was just inches away from this attack. He said people in the mosque were finishing up prayers, which happens during Ramadan. It's called Tarawih. This is a prayer at night. People were leaving the mosque. He said that there were a group of people who were gathering around in front of it, and he said that's when he saw a van come running in and hitting a number of the people. He said at least five people were hit from what he saw, and he said one person was on the ground and wasn't responsive after that van hit. Now, it's unclear if the driver of the van tried to get out or if the people were able to pull him out of the van, but from what the eyewitness told me, that locals were able to apprehend him very quickly, and this is a man, according to the eyewitness, and were able to hand him over to police, where he was then arrested. We also have heard that there could have been another person. We haven't been able to confirm that. Our eyewitness said that there could have been two people, but definitely the driver of this van was apprehended and handed over to the police. This is a mosque, we're told, in this neighborhood. It's not the largest one, but it's one that many people go to, families go to pray, especially now during Ramadan, during this Islamic holy month. People were gathering to pray, and this van. And what one thing interesting from what this eyewitness told me about this van is it didn't seem like he was trying to stop. It didn't seem like he was coming in and that this could have been some sort of accident. He said that he heard this van accelerate into this group of people. Now, we haven't heard from the police what they believe was the motive behind this, but people in this neighborhood are definitely saying that this is some sort of terrorist attack. But again, we'll have to wait for the police to give us a definitive answer on that, Anna.
Ian, obviously, where you are, they have the area cordoned off. We do see the police presence behind you. Did you get a look at the van yourself? Could you say, did it end up crashing into something that brought it to a stop, or any idea?
Aren't able to see the van. We're pretty far away from where this incident took place. The police have a pretty wide cordon around this mosque. But when I was talking to the eyewitness, it didn't seem like this van hit something. He said it just came to a stop, and that's when they were able to apprehend the driver. So there's a little confusion of exactly, you know, what the driver was doing at the time. Was he trying to leave? Was he staying in his van? They were able to pull him out, but right now, you know, a lot of people gathering here. This is a community mosque. This is a mosque where a lot of people in this neighborhood come and pray. These are people that they know. So this definitely having effect on this local community right now.
Yeah, just having an effect on the local community. You can bet it does. And yeah. Now, according to Zuni Jasser, who you've probably heard on Fox News and other places. He is a Muslim, former naval officer. He runs an organization. I don't recall the name right now. And he's trying to reform Islam, which is commendable. And I've actually had some contact with him about a year ago. Quite the guy, actually. I listened to him at CPAC and other places, and quite a guy. And I really respect the work that he's doing, but he is saying that this attack is actually an attack on Muslim on Muslim. And, you know, it's kind of like, what? Why would he say something like that? And that's what he was talking about today on Fox News, that this is actually turning out to be more like a Muslim on Muslim attack because they've got to continue the narrative that they are being persecuted. And in other words, the Muslims, are being persecuted by others out there. And he suspects that this is actually an attack by Muslims on Muslims to further that narrative, how persecuted they are in London. Isn't that an interesting twist? Now, I didn't say that. He said that. That's on Fox News. You can see it. You can play it. You know, they don't have the tape up. We'll play the tape when it's out there. You can listen to the whole dialogue. But isn't that fascinating? To keep the narrative going that they are being persecuted in London. It's called flipping the script, of course. We've heard that, right? You can flip the script anywhere. Even Donald Trump can do it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, Agenda21Radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
To the Democrats.
Paul Preston.
One actually
with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And speaking of the crazy train that's out there, more terrorist attacks. You know, we could probably just run 24/7 shows on just terrorist attacks worldwide by radical jihadis. The religion of peace, of course. Mali's security minister. Four jihadis killed in resort attack. This is as of this morning. So, you know, every day, I suspect, they're going to get up to 365 attacks in a year. That's what they're going to, I think that's what their goal is. So this is all, you know, from the religion of peace. Now, I find it very odd that you have the religion of peace that is promulgating all this. Don't you? Not really. I mean, we're used to this, right? We're sort of in the zone that, you know, there's just so many of them, and there's nothing we can do about it anyway. Let's just let it overwhelm us like a tidal wave. Something wrong with putting your head in the sand. For some of you, putting your head someplace else. For all those that want to appease these people, that's where you have your head. Not in the sand, but someplace else. Just have a way with words. Bangkok. Bamako. Okay. Security officials, this is Mali, killed at least four jihadis after the extremist attacked a resort spot popular with foreigners on the outskirts of Mali's capital Sunday, in which two people were killed, the country's security minister said Monday. At this hour, all of the terrorists have been killed. The situation is under control, Mali's security minister, Salif Touraro, told the Associated Press. The jihadis on Sunday afternoon attacked Compartment Kangabula, Kangaba, yelling Allah Akbar, and took hostages. So authorities said more than 30 people managed to escape, although at least two people were killed, including a dual French Gambianese citizen. Authorities had said the security forces initially killed at least three assailants and a fourth had escaped. However, it was confirmed that at least a fourth had been killed by Monday morning, according to these people. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which took place amid the final week of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The area features three swimming pools and is a popular escape for the Malinese from the heat, according to sources. This is just going to continue. They're ramping it up. And look for more attacks in various places of the United States. That's why I say CCW for everybody. Go out and buy guns and get trained in your guns. Be proficient. Know what to do. Don't point your weapon at someone, even if it's unloaded. Don't do that. And get your CCW. Now, if counties are struggling with CCWs, put pressure on your sheriff. Get political. Take action now. You know, this cuts through everybody, Republican or Democrat. Hello. There is no reason why you cannot own or possess a gun and be able to carry that gun in a concealed fashion. It's the decision of a local sheriff, for the most part, that prohibits that. It's their whim. And if that's the case, get that sheriff out of there. You have a right to protect yourself. And quite frankly, we got a great example of how effective guns can be when someone takes on a soft target. Real guts there, right? That shows you what kind of guts that guy had last week. Oh, he was taking on a soft target. Yeah, nobody over there is going to have guns that are going to stop me. Guess what? Surprise. Two guns were present, and he's dead. That's the way the ball rolls. That's why we are absolutely huge advocates of CCW here on Agenda 21 Radio. And the police, and the military. These are the people that are going to protect us, and it's all going to start coming down even more and more and more and more and more and more and more. That's what's going to be happening. Just another day in paradise. Just expect it. No one's immune from this now. People in place here, we've been talking about this for a long time, people in place here in the United States, brought to you by so-called illegal aliens, or as an example, when we were covering back in 2009, 10, and 11, what they referred to as OTMs, other than Mexicans that were crossing the borders, 800 a month, mostly from the Middle East, coming to this country. Many thought to be terrorist-related. That was back in the day. We worked with the American Land Forces Institute uncovering those stories. Jack Pryor and the group. And guess what? They're here. Yeah, that's why we need to prevent these things from happening, and we need to arrest these people as soon as we can in our own country. Continue the law enforcement behavior that's going on. Good law enforcement's taking place down at the border. Thank you very much. To Donald Trump, even though there's still some subterfuge, from what I understand, amongst the ranks, the Obama holdovers in the Border Patrol agencies, Homeland Security, have been creating trouble. But, you know, again, it goes back to this whole thing about Donald Trump being able to do what? To get his administration up and running, get the legs under his administration. And this is what these people fear the most. And right now, you can see this all being played out by Jeff Sessions. And what are those stories going around about Jeff Sessions anymore about being fired by Donald Trump? Unnamed sources. Now, I understand the unnaming of sources. But, you know, we give you information and facts, which really kind of blows people away. And yeah, we do protect our sources. There's a difference. I just crack up when I listen to these reports that are coming out of the Washington Post and other places about all these unnamed sources. And then it's just pap. There's no there there. And it's stuff you can kind of easily look up to find out that it's not verifiable. So this is the fake news part of it. That's the problem. And this is where we're going with all this stuff. That's why Donald Trump is going to make a presentation to the country on this. But the point that I'm making, the bigger one, this administration is getting stronger every single day. These jihadi attacks on the United States of America, they're going to happen. But they will be met with force. They will not be, the investigations behind them, preventing them, are up and running and very aggressive to keep us safe here in this country. Because law enforcement feels empowered by this president to do the right thing. Thank you very much. Law enforcement has been constrained by the Obama administration before. See, the Obama administration was really trying to make local law enforcement agencies into a national police force. That's all gone now. That's not happening. All that stuff where they were going to try and nationalize all law enforcement into a national law enforcement agency. And then on top of that, and you know this is what Loretta Lynch did, was it January of 2015, went and made the pronouncement to the United Nations that, oh, yeah, we have all this national police force. We're going to make available to you, the United Nations. Resolution was brought forward. Remember that? That was one of the first things she did when she got into office, was to go and run to the United Nations and say, we have this national police force. We're going to make it available to you. Our police are your police. Where is that today? Don't hear too much about that because that's not happening. Except if you're in the land of Jerry Brown. Oh, yeah. And you want to turn everything over to the United Nations. California to the United Nations. That's Jerry Brown's way. Not happening. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll get back to you. we'll just get back to you. U.S. Senate, GOP shifts focus to Loretta Lynch. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? Yeah. This is all not going to be good for Loretta Lynch, and this whole tyranny from the old administration. Should we waste our time with these traitors and treasonous people, or should we just move on? I guess is the question. I think we need to somewhere at some point in time, someone's going to have to be prosecuted for some of the things that are going on here. I suspect it may be Loretta Lynch, because I think they're going to throw her to the wolves. I said when she became the Attorney General after Eric Holder, boom, that's her. It's all going to come down on her, and guess what? Here it is. I kind of thought she was going to get away with it, or actually they were going to get away and not have to use her as the escape valve. But now I don't think so. I think that now with Comey, I think what really did it for her was, the of course, the tarmac thing with Bill Clinton. How could you do that? You're supposed to be, you're on the cusp of investigating the guy's wife. And, oh, by the way, we're going to just meet with Bill. Bubba. Not the Bubba guy who did the filming of the shooting last night. No, this is the Bubba. So Loretta Lynch is the fall guy, the fall gal, if you will. And this is from The Hill. There was no author with this. I don't know why. But from The Hill, the article goes on, Senate GOP shifts focus to Lynch. Senate Republicans are clamoring to hear from Loretta Lynch after former FBI Director James Comey raised concerns about her involvement in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are seizing on Comey's testimony earlier this month that he was concerned over the former attorney general's telling the FBI to refer to the Clinton investigation as a matter which resembled the Clinton campaign line. Because remember, during the campaign, it was a matter. This whole investigation wasn't an investigation, it was a matter. I guess it's mind over matter. They don't mind, and she doesn't matter. Mind over matter. They're setting her up, of course. Says the move could allow Republicans to attempt to pivot away from the investigation into Russia's election meddling, which top GOP lawmakers have signaled belongs to the Intelligence Committee, and focus on Lynch, who has long been a target of Republicans. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, and the number two Senate Republican, who is a member of both the Intelligence and Judiciary Committee, said it could be very helpful for Lynch to testify before the Judiciary panel, which oversees the Justice Department. Frankly, a lot of what Hillary Clinton was exposed to by Director Comey's misconduct and the way he handled that was apparently in response to the lack of confidence in the Attorney General, and I think there is a lot we could learn from that, Cornyn said. Senator Lindsey Graham, Lindsey Graham, also wants to learn from Lynch and is pushing for the Judiciary Committee to get more involved in the accusations now that the current former Attorney General were political. That has nothing to do with Russia as much as it has to do with how the Department of Justice is being run, he said. I want to find out about that. A spokesman for Senator Chuck Grassley, the Judiciary Committee chairman, stressed that no decision has been made and staffers needed to first gather evidence. But the spokesman said it was likely, after Comey's remarks before the Intelligence Committee, that Lynch's testimony before the Judiciary Committee will become necessary at some point. So, mind over matter for Loretta Lynch. They don't mind and she doesn't matter. That's the way the Clintons look at her. I'm telling you, this is the way it went. She is supposed to be the distraction away from Eric Holder in all of his garbage during his time. Fast and Furious, anyone? Just to mention a few about Eric Holder. My God. He's another one of these people that worked for UBS or something like that, or came from the same law firms and all that other stuff that helped finance terrorism all around the world. That was Eric Holder. I think he's still in fact, he's working for Covington and Burling, I think it is. That's one of the big ones out there for terror financing. Hello. Yeah, these are the little intimate details you need to find out about these folks in the background. You don't get them from any other sources, but they all just pop right up, just like the rabbit coming out of the hat. It's the same thing. Sound effects and everything come along with that dialogue. But this is where we're going with this. This is where we are going with this. Another distraction. Another distraction from reality. All brought to you by the Russian investigation, which there is no there to begin with. We are prosecuting the ham sandwich at this point. We're indicting a ham sandwich, and we're going through the prosecution of this poor ham sandwich. Man, this ham sandwich has been around a long time, starting to get a little green in the middle. I could just imagine. Isn't it? Isn't this just getting old and ridiculous? And that's what I think we need to show to drain the swamp. How old and ridiculous these individuals are becoming with their narrative and their stories. Just letting the lies just all stack up. and proving once again there's nothing there. We're just going to have to continue this little process until it plays itself out, or until they get hit upside the head with reality, like being voted out in 2018 as Democrats. You see, two can play at this game. I think the American people are not stupid like the Democrats think they are. They think that this is just a big deal here, and you know, they think the American people can't cipher through all this stuff. Of course they can. They can see what's going on here, and it's becoming more laughable every day. Now they've thrown Loretta Lynch into the mix. I think this is deliberate, of course. I think Comey did this deliberately because he wanted to create more drama, more histrionics for everybody. Continue the story. Continue the distraction. Create more of a crisis. We have more things to do on the agenda. So therefore, we need more crises to keep Donald Trump from achieving his goals. Give cover to these Republicans in the Senate who don't want to pass the Trump agenda. How about that one? Democrats helping Republicans? How about globalists helping globalists? Let's put it in different terms. You have the extreme left on the Democratic side, which most of them are now, and then you have the Republicans that are really truly globalist, who believe in all this Agenda 21 business, who agree with the Pope's encyclical, who want to facilitate refugees. They are globalists, plain and simple. One world order, folks. They are globalists. And this, ladies and gentlemen, speaks volumes, in my opinion, about these Republicans, especially in the Senate. McCain, who want to obstruct everything that the president is doing, wants to stand in his way. The House passes really good legislation. It goes to the Senate to die. And they're all Republicans? No, come on. They're not Republicans, and we cannot think of them as such. And if I can do one thing, and I can sway the narrative a little bit when people's thinking that these Republicans that are in the Senate that are globalists, they're not Republicans, they're more aligned with the radical Democrats and communists. That's the reality check. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, Paul, at a21r.com. And numanafoods.com/agenda for all your prepper needs. We'll be back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio, yep. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. All the top stories of the day, and of course, other stories as well. Chris Street, contributor. Katie Grimes, contributor. Some fantastic stories come out of those two. And we have many, many more. And many more waiting in the wings, by the way. We appreciate your listenership, so... give us a shout out on agenda21radio.news and go to our website, or excuse me, email me, Paul at agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. You can, either one will get you there. Okay. There's a couple of things going on in the miasma of things, and it's kind of interesting. I was very, very curious, and this is one of these stories that we were going to cover last week, and I said, no, 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 let's wait and see what's going on here. We do that from time to time, of course. We see these stories and shooting stories. A classic example would be the shooting stories. Now, the story that we covered last week, it was real time. We just put it out because I wanted people to grasp the notion of what we do here under the circumstances of all these soft target shootings. Now, I've been doing this for years, covering these kind of stories or being actively engaged in them as a school administrator and so on because of soft targets with schools, and used to do active shooter training in schools and stuff like that. I mean, this whole thing about school shootings, that, you know, we can give you all the details on. Now, one of the things that's very, very important to understand is real-time activity. When it first happens and breaks out, boy, there are more facts given out then. And, of course, over time, a narrative can be shaped politically, if you want to make it that way. You see these when these shootings all the time. The one that was really kind of difficult for them to do was the San Bernardino shooting. And we were covering that one wall to wall, Red Smith and so many other people. And we got that one down right away. Of course, the narrative was difficult for the Obama administration to come out with. You'll notice that when there is a government-run shooting situation, that was always coming out from the Obama administration. That's why they had 114 mass murders during a time. That they always came right out with a narrative. They knew who the shooter was. They knew all the details within minutes. That's something wrong with that. It's kind of like what happened when you saw Building 7 collapse before, you know, they announced it before it collapsed. Oh, and then it collapsed. It's kind of like that. That's how organized they are on these things. Or like Sandy Hook. That's how organized they are on these things. So that's why we covered it. So I tell you, when these things happen, pay attention to the news like right now. So But some stories we don't. We let go and say, okay, this happened. Why? Because sometimes it's so bizarre. Why does it happen? Now, I bring this up because of the ramming, if you will, of the USS Fitzgerald by a Philippine ship. A big ship. I mean, not a little one. A big one. To me, when I heard this story about this destroyer being in a collision with a container ship that's massive off the Japanese coast, killing at least 7 Navy sailors, I said to myself, how does a ship that big, no fog, no nothing, how does it ram, a first-class Navy ship? How does that happen? Now, so we're putting some pieces of that puzzle together. Some of my reporters that are out there in the field doing diligent work are putting some of the facts together. Now, I hearken back to the USS Stark. And this is one of the first things I found out about. This was one of the stories, actually, I'd heard about, and I had a real source. This is before I really started engaging in doing community local, becoming a citizen journalist back in 1987. It just so happened with this USS Stark incident that I was a very good acquaintance with somebody who actually was involved with the Stark. And it was interesting because I knew this individual as a family friend and so on. We'd get together, dinners, that sort of stuff. And it was interesting because one day when we shared our daughters are on the same swim team, we're at Dana Point High School when the Stark incident happened. And so we're there on I think it was a Friday or the day before the Stark incident. And I'm talking to this guy, and Bill was his first name. I'm talking to him. I'm sure that this is all going to get out some point. But yeah, I'm talking to him, and I said to him, what's going on? We're talking about our daughters and swim races and stuff like that. And we're all just into this whole thing. And all of a sudden, we come back the next morning, and we're going to have, trials. And he's not there. And so I ask his daughter, says, where's your dad? Well, they came and got him in the middle of the night. I thought, what? I said, they came and got him in the middle of the night. He said, oh, yeah, well, it was for his work. I said, for his work? Yeah. Well, he was a defense contractor, a big one, who helped to build the defensive systems on this ship. So they seized him. They just took him away. And they flew him off, and they put him on the Stark. And it was interesting because that's a big story. I mean, I'm not a news person, but, here I am with a guy who's just involved with this stuff. And I'm saying, well, what's going on here? And so it was interesting because he comes back like 2 days later, says, oh, yeah. I says, yeah, had to do it for my job. And I said, really? I said, what was that about? And he said, well, they put me on the deck for his company, one of the big defense contractors in Southern California at the time. They put me on the deck to find out what happened that day when the Stark was hit by 2 Exocet missiles from an Iraqi aircraft. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, since I built the system, I invented the system, he said, I found it very curious that they didn't even have the system turned on. The defensive system wasn't even turned on. And so guess what? They got hit by 2 Exocet missiles. Isn't that interesting? What was turned off with the Fitzgerald is the question. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
This is Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio, and you're listening to The Patriot, serving Northern California and streaming live on KMYC 1410 AM and 104.3 FM.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, with the Fitzgerald, they found the seven bodies of the sailors that were in the flooded compartments of the ship that flooded. They weren't all knocked out to sea. And I know they were looking at seaboard for them. But there's a lot of chaos that ensued, obviously, on board the ship. And got the Wiki man who emailed in and said, or texted me and says, maybe the ghost of John Fitzgerald Kennedy was at the helm. PT-109, anyone? Okay. Well, you know, I'm just saying, there's something not right in the ether here. The miasma is too clouded with droplets of bad viruses, I guess. You have to understand what miasma means, of course. Anyway, it reminds me of the Stark incident, because in the Stark incident, the switches weren't even turned on to defend the ship. That's what was found. As Bill was telling me, he says, I just walked over and we're standing there with everybody. And he said, on the deck in the Persian Gulf, the ship is listing badly. I have a picture of it on the story. The ship is listing badly. And he says, oh, why don't we just take this switch and turn it on? He says, this is the way it was. And the captain said, yes. They didn't even have the switches on. So what was happening with the Fitzgerald is the question. Why were switches turned off, especially with something like this ship that has the best radar on it in the world? Something wrong with the picture, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.